My name is Michael Imperioli. You probably know me as Christopher Moltisanti on The Sopranos, or Detective Nick Falco on Law & Order, or maybe as the voice of Art on the Ave. Art on the Ave was a great success on the Upper West Side last winter, and I'm really pleased to see it popping up in time for spring in the West Village. This city is ready for an awakening, so we've made that the theme of this Live the Village exhibition. Now, some great artists have produced work that is full of hope, joy, and optimism. This gallery walk is safe, it's all outdoors, it is socially distanced, and it is a great way for everyone to engage with some truly exceptional art that speaks to every one of us. So grab a mask and get down to the village. Enjoy it, talk about it, tell your friends and family. Maybe I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Sophia Noel Brunetti. My piece is the photograph entitled Among Flowers. When I originally was planning out this project, I was inspired by an Italian painter, Bartolomeo Guidobono. He did this one piece with flowers, and it was called An Allegory of Spring. And this piece really made me appreciate the beauty of flowers in nature. And because it pictured a mother and a child and a bunch of flowers, which I think were beautifully painted. So when I was originally talking to my model and my assistant, we were planning out what types of flowers to use and what kind of lighting and what color outfit she should be wearing so it could be as ethereal as possible to kind of convey a femininity and elegance that was also shown in a lot of Renaissance pieces at the time. The project itself was a really fun project to do because I'm actually really close with the model and my assistant. And so they understood exactly what I was going for. And they made it really easy for me to convey the message that I wanted to and help me plan out everything down to the placement of the flowers on her face or on her hair. I've been working on this project since November of 2020. We've been planning out the theme behind it, where we'd shoot it, what kind of lighting we'd use, and who I'd be shooting it with. And when I originally talked to my model, she was so excited to work with me, and it just made me feel so confident in this project. I think there's been some controversy over the past couple of years on what can be considered feminine or not. What I was really trying to convey with this project is being able to exhibit femininity without being judged by society.
These StoryDot audio stories, produced by Mouth Media Network, have been made possible through the generosity of Bank Leumi and Prospect 33.